second half of the hour on Doug's Good Day. Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I here trying to philosophically get you through a fine Friday. You can get the fun freebies for Friday. Doug's
very nice, by
the queen of cheap box. From This Is Your Life, a salesman tired of his job gave up the job to become a policeman. A couple of months later, a friend asked him how he liked the new job. He said, well, the pay's good, the hours aren't too bad, but what I really like about the job is the customer's always wrong.
That's where the rim shot comes in, Mike.
There it is, right, exactly. All right, here's the story about a telephone operator. Every weekday morning for years, about 11:30, the operator gets a ring from a man asking for the exact time. One day, she got the nerve to ask him why he was calling. He did every single day. He said, I'm the foreman at a local sawmill. Every day, I have to blow the whistle exactly at noon, so I call you for the correct time. Operator said, that's kind of funny. She was giggling. All these years, we've been setting our clock by your whistle. excuse me. That's a pretty good, but it's a twist. You know about those twists, those strange twists of fate. And speaking of that, Michael McMaster joins us every week at this time, a gentleman who understands fate and your role in it. He is, I would suggest, one of the best people when it comes to being sensitive. He's been talking for many years to thousands of people about what's going on in their lives, expectations, that sort of thing. And he's one of these people who, like me, thinks that what you aspire to is something that you absolutely can, with work, concentration, you can get where you want to go. You got to be a big thinker. The limits that you have are what you place on you. Matter of fact, Michael, this week we've been talking about, and I think we did it several times, the whole business about whether abundance applies to everybody. And because it confuses people, money, you know, we have this class warfare going on in America, and it goes on elsewhere as well, the 1%ers and the 99%ers, and who's got what, and isn't it awful all those people have all this money? And I say, what a foolish discussion. What a ridiculous conversation to be having, because if you want, you can go in the same place that all these other people have gone. It's just, people can say, well, why don't you do it? Well, I've had my ups and downs, but I know that there isn't somebody saying you can't because there isn't, because there is. You just have to find a way to getting to the point of having abundance. I suppose we could define it in many different ways. Most people define success with money, which is kind of sad. But abundance doesn't just have to be in money, right? It could be in any.
No, right. It doesn't. I mean, people, when you say abundance, people naturally think of money. But, yeah. No, it does. It comes in many different ways. And I try to help people understand abundance can also mean, you know, the passion that you have in life towards something. Because for a lot of people, money doesn't make them happy, as they find out as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the simple things that they have in life, whether it be family or the kind of work that they like to do, brings them great happiness, so they can have abundance in that as well. So but if it's just the chasing of money, you'll never be happy.
No.
Because there'll never be enough for you.
There has to be a reason for doing it. What do you do with your money? What do you? We're all here to help. That's my philosophy, Michael's philosophy,
mm-hmm.
and most people who get sort of what creation is all about, moving yourself into a place where you help yourself, but you also are helping other people as well. Hard lesson for some who are so focused on themselves, though, Michael, right?
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, my philosophy in life is that you do whatever you can to improve the circumstances around you to help others and the others that are coming as well. But, you know, there are laws of karma out there. Some people understand them, some people don't. Whatever you give out, compassion-wise, comes back to you. If you're a selfish person, things are going to come back to you that are going to show you that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So your life that you live every day, you know, is an absolute reflection of who you are as a person.
So.
But to me, the more you give, and I don't mean to do it from that point of view, but to give, it will come back to you in different ways.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. People say, well, I'm not going to help that guy because he won't help me. It may not come back from the person that you help. Just feel like you are doing the right thing. There are so many people who just measure everything, and then they come back. I had a girlfriend once who used to, after she was out of my life, she would give me Christmas presents and expect me to give her a Christmas present in return. And I didn't. I didn't want to. I didn't feel to. I said, if you want to give me presents, thank you. I appreciate it, but you really don't have to. And
she obviously didn't know you very well if she was expecting Christmas presents.
Right. I don't give Christmas presents anyway.
Right.
But even, but I knew why she was giving me these presents, because she wanted, as a matter of fact, I think one year even she said something to me about, you know, where's...
She wanted one back. That
yeah.
was a trick.
Right. Yeah. And so, and that's just one example, but you can find many examples of people helping others. If you have no expectation, then it's probably more likely to show up, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, everything we do in life, we should do from our heart.
All right. So then let's turn it around a little bit and take a personal experience, which I will not necessarily go into too deeply, but there have been a lot of people who have been working with me, trying to help me, and Michael, you know the story, to save these farms. I'm trying to get to a more deliberate place where it's easier for us to hold on to the farms and to do the right thing. By every measure, from pretty much anybody and everybody who's involved, it's the right thing to do. Yet, it hasn't found its way to the surface yet. The help that has been promised hasn't arrived. And I just wonder sometimes out loud and to myself, all right, so what are we missing here? And are we trying? Sometimes, you know, you listen to some of the folks who are sensitive, you got to use your head television set and try.
I think you have to explain to everybody, though.
I'm not finished explaining, but you can go ahead.
No, when you never explain save the farms.
Well,
right.
You make it sound like, you know, like they're about to go under and we need to save them. What you're trying to save them from is they don't make enough money to sustain themselves. And without this, you would have to sell and develop them into
right.
townhouses and houses. And you
yeah.
don't ever want to do that.
I don't.
Even if it costs you money in the long run, you could make more money developing the land, but you don't want to do that.
That's very true.
You want to keep it as a farm
yes.
forever.
Yes.
So you are trying to work with entities around you to help save the farms.
Right.
It's not monetarily.
Listen to Rich.
It comes off as sounding selfish. Like,
really?
like you can't afford to pay for the farms and you're going to lose them. That's yeah. not the case. You can develop it and make tons of money.
Right.
But you don't
but
want
you don't
to.
Want to.
Right.
So, okay.
My relatives in Utah have the same problem. They're dairy farmers in Ogden, and when they bought all this land, you know, oh God, ages ago, it was nothing. But now Ogden has become a suburb of Salt Lake, basically, so
yeah.
they could make more money by selling the, you know, the sugar beet fields
yeah.
and all of the farm and the grain fields.
We can
but
make millions.
They don't want to. They're,
yeah.
they're dairy farmers. They're simple
right.
people.
And that's exactly the same. Thank you, Richie, for clarifying that.
It's the same situation.
I didn't know that I sounded like I was a smug so-and-so.
I think it sounded like you're in trouble and I need help. When you're not in trouble, you could get out of it, but you're there to do something good.
Right.
And that's what I don't think people take away from the story.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, so Michael, having heard all of that, as an example of things that certainly a lot of people who are well-intentioned have their thoughts focused on this, and with all that energy behind it, we still don't have a resolve. So,
okay, this is what I teach people when they're in a situation like that, no matter what it is. Because, you know, I believe in, you know, law of attraction and everything like this.
Right.
I teach people to focus on the end result, not the process. Because otherwise you get stuck in the process. So if this was me, I'd be seeing the deeds to those farms or whatever it may be in my hand completely paid off. That would be the visualization.
I have had that vision of fire. I'm going to burn the notes. That's the visualization that I've had.
Right. You keep it, and it comes. So quite often in these kind of situations, the thing that gets people discouraged is that it never comes in the time frame that they think it should come in.
Right.
But it comes. But it sounds like to me at the present time, everything's still intact.
Right.
Right.
I think it is just
keep focused on that end result.
Yeah. The end justifies the means, in a manner of speaking.
Right.
So how many of you have...
I tell people, it's the way you get somewhere. If you want something in life, don't think of the process. Think that you already have it now.
Right.
Don't think you have it in 6 months or 3 months. Think about it now.
The solution is here with you now.
Now.
Right?
Isn't it like dress for the job that you want to get, not for the job that you have?
True.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of looking. I hadn't thought about that. But yeah,
they say if you're in an office and you want to be promoted, you know, to vice president, let's say, dress like the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Put on that same clothes.
Yeah. All of these things are compatible, and the great thing about Michael is that he has at his website, michael-mcmaster.com, he has all of these CDs, which you will really enjoy. You can take one or a number of them. Wealth, having to do with your happiness, getting yourself in the right mindset. All of these things are things, as Michael, when he's here, demonstrates, and it makes so much sense. It sounds so good as he explains it. So maybe you need a little bit more help, and the way to get it is you can go to DougStephan.com if you'd like, see Michael's picture there, Michael McMaster's picture, click on that, and to see the array of CDs that he has, or go directly to his website, Michael-McMaster.com. Great help, Michael, as always. Thank you for your positive energy and thoughts. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small... Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candle. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
To bowel support.
American Idol and Rochelle Lamb.
To watch two people, we she had the cutest daughter.
Brought the daughter into the audition.
At the altar and solemnly swear I do. They'll be together forever till they find somebody new.
Nice.
The bride is a flirt and the groom is the worst as he's putting the ring on her. He's checking out the bridesmaids thinking that he might make the maid of honor.
I don't is that know. A song or
yeah, it's a Faith Hill song.
Oh.
I apparently were amused by
thank
that.
You.
I think you got a great sense of melody, and you know, I like your moxie.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of energy in your voice, a lot of passion, and it sounded really, really great.
Thank
you.
A lot of pure tone. I love it,
yep.
Man. I mean, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Wow. Maddie, yeah. Mommy's good.
Hey, who told me everything I know? You?
Let's take a vote, Randy.
Yes, I'll say yes.
I'll say yes, too.
And I will say yes, and you're going to Hollywood.
Hi, does Steven Tyler really beginning to bother me?
No, I like him.
I do, too.
He's got personality.
Okay, so I don't have to agree with all you guys.
No.
You have to agree with
you
me.
You never agree with us.
Right. There you go. Next up, Reese Glockner. Is that the name of a gun?
Times in the Glock. Our lives, we all have pain. We
great
all
song.
Have sorrow.
This guy's got a story. Let's see if he tells it.
If we are wise, we know that there's
he breathes really loudly.
Always tomorrow.
Look who's talking.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
Yeah, but I have a reason.
I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. No, for it won't be long. I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
I tell you what, man, that was so beautiful.
Wow.
You made me cry.
Wow, dude, that's
just how good. That's how good that was just now.
Wow, that's crazy.
You made me tear up and get all crazy inside.
Don't even say that to me right now.
I think I haven't heard anything like that.
Oh my God.
So that, is that a yes for you?
That's a yeah.
Yeah, that's a yes for me too.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's a definitely yes for me too.
Yeah, nice voice.
What the hell?
Let's see. What else did we got here? A fellow named Ethan Jones had a father who was an addict, and that seemed to get to Steven Tyler. Let's listen to him sing Richie for a minute from American Idol last night.
I've come much too far for you now to say that I have to throw my castle away. I know you don't believe that they do.
Ooh.
They do come true. For I did my dream come true when I looked at you. I may be so if you would believe. You turn like
okay, let's keep. We're going to have a song.
They sent him through because he had a story.
Oh, but joy. Over love.
We have to keep listening to this in order to find out what the story is.
I can't believe they're letting go. They're going to cut him off right here.
Yeah. Ow.
Okay. Hotel staff, what did you think?
I think it was great. Go get him, baby.
Oh, man, I love how much of life you're all up into. But man, your voice, you know, and melody and keeping that tune was lacking a little bit.
I can keep that tune.
Mm.
A little nervous. Your voice nervous. Gives out on you and everything. You're like,
I know you
do?
Don't believe
that you ain't on the line.
Don't you hate when they do that? They keep singing.
Yes.
Mark Ingram.
Myself in time.
No, this is Lauren Gray.
Oh. I like your face, but God only knows.
Just why some music
you're taking
it.
Me so long to let my doubts go.
I like this.
Because I'm the only one that you want. I don't know why I'm scared. Because I've been here before.
All right. Some of the contestants, for those of you who are following American Idol, trying to keep you updated and abreast of what's going on there. 28 after on Good Day.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Isn't there a song, Rumors?
Yes, Fleetwood
Mac. We love Rumors.
Yeah. It doesn't go quite like that.
Not quite like that, no. All right. Rumor. So the rumor of the day, which I'm happy to spread because I like the second guy on the fiddle team better than the first guy, but it seems pretty obvious that Mitt Romney is going to be the Republican standard bearer, but he doesn't have a connection to people who are under 40. The older, more mature traditional Republican voters and moderates will vote for, and a lot of Democrats who aren't happy with Obama will vote, but is that enough to carry the day? The answer is no, because the carrying of the day 4 years ago was the people who were in the booth for the first time, 18, 20, 25, 30-year-old voters who were so passionate because they believed in hope and change. And they were so disgusted with things that were going on in the country. Not that all of us, no matter what our age, weren't disgusted with what was going on. But, I mean, there's really this, the Occupy movement and the protesting that's going on in general, it is mainly people who are in their 20s and 30s who are making the noise. And coincidentally, some, if not most of those people who are making the noise, the people that aren't getting talked about because there's no slam in it for the other side. You know, you hear some people say, oh, these people want a handout. They want this. They want that. They want everything for nothing. Yeah, there are those people. That's how the Occupy movement sort of started. But then it snowballed and has turned into, you know how the Tea Party got started? It was the same kind of a thing. Right? Remember when the Tea Party got started? It was this group, and they had one mission, and their mission then changed, and more people got involved, and more people were protesting. Well, the fact that Ron Paul pretty much has a lock on the majority of people who are under the age of 30, and Romney has none of them, makes for very interesting speculation. And the rumor is rampant today, fueled by Juan Williams on Fox, suggesting that the perfect ticket for the Republicans, if they really want to beat Obama, is having Romney and Paul on the ticket together. So, you get Texas, right? Were you going to get Texas before? Probably. Are you going to get the people from 18 to 30 without Ron Paul? Probably not. The people that are, see, this is the difference. The people 18 to 30 that supported Obama before, if they don't have any place to go, they'll stay home.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they going to even vote?
They'll just stay home. If they get, if Ron Paul is there activating that group, then they'll get out and they'll enthusiastically vote for Paul because he's like a messiah. It's not just a, I mean, most, Obama was like that a little bit. There were people so blindly following him and his message that it seemed like they were almost catatonic in their support for him, and it's all evaporated. So who can some of these people now get behind? The message that Ron Paul has is what is working, because, Frank, it works with me, because what he says is right. We're overrun by spending and government and bureaucracy and people who don't know what they're doing. And, by the way, there are two stories floating around today. I'm just going to lay these on you because I think that there is a great sort of contretemps. You know what contretemps is? The
no.
It's, in essence,
hook a brother up. Tell me.
Contretemps is a counter, an opposite reality.
Oh, okay.
You have probably heard that there are many government unions who say they're going to go on strike because of the there is no pay hike for a lot of government workers. You've heard that, right? Richie, you're in Washington. The headline today in the Washington Post.
Right, and the surprising thing there is Congress is included in that
right.
freeze.
Okay, so you want to know the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
The study this week that confirms what we've been saying for 2, maybe 3 years, federal workers, depending on what word you want to use, I use the word overpaid, compared to those people doing the same job in the private sector. CBO this week, Congressional Budget Office, reports that federal employees, on average, are paid 16% more than the people who do the same job in the private sector. 16% more.
Does that include or not include the benefits?
I was going to say benefits, too.
Yeah, well, really. I don't, this doesn't specify, but that may be another question to ask. How much more is it? If it's 16%, no matter what. And this is for persons who have a bachelor's degree holding basic jobs, accounting jobs, you know, the kinds of things that are that we need both the private sector and the public sector. So these people are so clueless as to the what we are now at. The budget for next year shows spending of $1 trillion more than they'll take in. And they still think that they deserve a 4 or 5 or 6% raise, these federal employees. It's just, it's over the top stuff. It just really is over the top. So, some food for thought. At any rate, I want to move into an area that is one of my passions, as you know. Being a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, gives me sort of an opening into a world that many of you, sadly, don't know anything about. That was the story of Tess Brown Lavoie, who I think 3 years ago was not connected to agriculture in any way, shape, or form. So why do I have her here to tell her story? Well, she's now a farmer. She runs a farm in Providence, Rhode Island, and she gave the keynote address to the annual convention of the New England Farmers Union, and I found what she had to say. I couldn't be there, unfortunately, but I found a copy of what she had to say. I was so involved, or intrigued is probably the better word, with what she had to say. I invited her to tell her story here. Tess Brown Lavoie, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good this morning.
Tell us about you before you became a farmer.
Well, I grew up outside of Boston, and my family lived in Brookline, Massachusetts, so high population density, there aren't too many farms. And, you know, we had a little garden, but it was in various states of chaos throughout my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love to go visit the country. We tried to go up to Maine and New Hampshire when we could. But, I didn't grow up really with any farm experience other than apple picking or going to Allendale Farm or Drumlin Farm to go to the petting
right.
zoo.
Yeah.
And so then I started farming actually in Providence when I I just went to the farmer's market and started engaging with farmers there about where they were growing their food, and I asked if I could come out and take a look and maybe give them a hand. And Catherine Mardosa of Red Planet Vegetables said that she always needed help, and so I went out and helped her harvest. I think it was maybe 4 summers ago now. And then I sort of started getting my hands dirty in various other places.
Yeah, I'm interested. Brookline, I don't know if my producer told you this or you knew anything about me before you came on today. I have a dairy farm in Framingham.
I
sell raw milk, and many of the customers come from Brookline, Cambridge, Weston, Wayland, pretty much east of the city because there's nothing around in any direction for about 40 miles of what I'm serving here. And so there are some folks, when you talk to them, who come from the city, how can I do this? I want to support you, number one. Or is there some way, of course you can't have cows in Brookline, but you can, you had a little garden there, you can start by having a little plot and grow for yourself. But what intrigues me about you is that you have, as a lot of people your age, I'm guessing you're in your late 20s, early 30s, is that right?
Early 20s.
Okay, so even better. So you bring, with your education and your enthusiasm and your excitement, a focus to this that a lot of people haven't thought about. So I want you to describe for us now your what you call a farm. You have Sidewalk End Farm, but it's in the city of Providence, not outside.
That's right.
In the city. And anybody who knows Providence, not a lot of land, folks. Not much land at all.
Yeah, so I can't think of a whole lot of farms there.
Then Providence, nothing. So what did you do?
Well, it's funny. You say there's not a lot of land, but as soon as you start looking for it, you can see a lot of empty land.
Lots covered with concrete and cement and asphalt and stuff, right?
That's exactly right. And when we moved into our farm, it was filled with lead poison soil and not safe to grow food on, but also not safe to be on, not safe for children to play on. And so this felt like an imperative to, show the city, show our neighbors that we were willing and ready to invest in our land by remediating it and growing food there. And it's really been amazing to see the way that the neighborhood has responded to our presence right in the city. It allows people who have never really experienced going to a farm and interacting with animals or plants to just look over the fence and be like, wow, there's some serious care that's going into taking care of our city.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighbors have been really, we have a CSA, a community supported agriculture. So that's, when people buy into the farm.
Yeah, I have it at my farm. People can buy a share on my farm if they'd like of the milk.
Raw milk.
And
it's all people within walking distance some of whom have been inspired to start their own backyard gardens. I think we're going to lose some members this year to backyard gardens.
Well, but the thing that
exciting.
The thing that you do, this to be contrasted with those people who have access. I did this, and I'm not trying to blow my own horn, but my friend Tom Hansen and I found through nosing around with one of the guys in town hall a lot, about an acre lot that had been, there was a house on, I think they tore it down. It was in downtown Framingham. And so I hauled dirt and manure down to this lot. And they got a grant of $11,000 to build up some beds, and Tommy prepared it. So about 70 people grew vegetables in there last year. Now, that's not what we're talking about. Yeah, they did it for themselves.
Yeah.
You're doing it with people, but you're also, you have a regular farm stand, sort of an outreach, so you can sell what you're growing and hopefully make money so that you can live on that small piece of land. And I think that's what fascinates so many people, how you, as young as you are, have figured out how to get the most out of this little plot of land.
Yeah, that's something that we're still learning about in terms of having a sustainable business model.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been really lucky in Providence to be working with the Little City Growers Co-op. So it's a cooperative of urban and peri-urban farms, including Red Planet, where I started farming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's allowed us, it's opened us up to some markets that would have been inaccessible to us maybe. And so we're selling to the restaurants in Providence.
Yeah, see,
and
that's
at the
cool.
at the local farmers market, which is just a couple blocks away from our farm,
yeah.
which feels really special because people can, you know, they say, so where was this grown? Everyone knows to ask these questions now.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing that's so exciting about this is we've got this locavore movement, which brings a lot of people out to suburban or country circumstances, like my place in Framingham, the farm that I bought to keep it from being developed. I can make a lot of money selling the land and developing it, but I want to save it as a farm. There's a difference, a really stark contrast between what I'm doing and what you're doing with the same results. And before we run out of time, I think what I'm interested in having people understand is here you are, a lot of people who are your age who are interested in farming, let's say you're in the Midwest, Colorado, wherever, and you have a family farm and there are lots of connections to big agriculture and you're getting subsidies and all that other stuff. That's not what happens with you. You're on your own, right?
It's true. And I mean, I'm interested in, I think something that has been fascinating for me is through the Farmers Union, getting to know some of the way that other agriculture works and
yeah.
the way that it looks
yeah.
In those other places, because I'm not interested in, you know, putting forth this model as the next new, you know, the most important face of the future of agriculture, which is what some people try to do when they hear the story of my farm.
Yeah.
What I'm more trying to do is to incorporate this model into the landscape of American agriculture and help people to realize that there's many ways that a farm can look, and that it's important that we use all sorts of, you know, in terms of food security and food safety,
mm-hmm.
and also just in terms of environmental health and sustainability, it's important that we are tapping into all of our possible venues for producing food. And that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be, you know, big wheat farms. I love bread. But
yeah, but in perspective, the people running the big wheat farm shouldn't get millions of dollars a year in subsidy from you and other people paying taxes. My final question has to do a little bit with politics. What do you think of Ron Paul? Ron Paul.
I won't be voting for Ron Paul.
Okay. All right. There are a lot of people your age who are voting for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who support the same sort of things that you do. Everybody's got a different stroke. I know a lot of people who will do something different than they did last time. But I was curious as to, because a lot of the farmers that I know of all ages are very supportive of him.
Since you're kind of thinking out of the box, whether that was an attraction.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yep.
You know, it's funny, I think with politics these days, I mean, watching some of the things Ron Paul has to say, I can really get behind, but I feel that my work is really political, and it's hard to have the sense that work like mine, which is really grassroots and community oriented, is just totally not a part of political discourse.
Mm-hmm.
And yet
it ought to be. Our food choices ought to be the number one thing that these people are talking about outside of jobs and how to fix the economy. What are our choices? The government getting involved, trying to shut down a lot of people like you, people like me, and they have no business doing that, because the people who want to educate themselves and make a choice, hello, that's what America is supposed to all be about. That's why you and what you're doing is so significant, because it does sort of put a spirit behind a movement that is beginning with people who are your age, and I think it transcends a lot of boundaries. Age is one of them. So it's nice to have you here, Tess Brown Lavoie. And if I can help you, come visit me on my farm up in Framingham. Maybe there's some ideas we can do, we can help you with one way or another. You're welcome. Take good care. Isn't that a good story?
That's very cool.
What a great idea.
Very
and
cool.
Need some support behind it. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Phrase.
Hakuna Matata.
Ain't no
phrase. Hakuna Matata. Bring it up, Richie, from the Lion King.
The Lion King.
Lion King.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. I should hold on to that. Let's use that as an answer to questions. Yes. Somebody asked me something. I'm just going to say Hakuna Matata.
You got to say it right first. Hakuna.
Hakuna
Matata.
No, I'll give my own thing. I'll say Hakuna is okay.
Well, then they won't know what you're talking about.
Hakuna Matata. They don't have to. I don't want them to know.
If you say Hakuna Matata, they're going to say what?
I want to have people wondering and guessing. Nathan Lane's birthday is today. He's 56, so we celebrate with movie music. This song from The Lion King, Hakuna Matata.
Kids love it.
Oh, The Lion King. Yeah. Parents like it too, don't they?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah. All right, Chucka, what are your memories of Hakuna Matata and The Lion King?
It's got to go down as one of the better animated films of all time, I guess.
Yeah. Have you, are you taking your daughter to see it?
She swatched it on the DVD.
DVD,
she thinks that's for wusses. She likes Night of the Living Dead. You know?
Right. All of Chucker's passions. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here on Good Day. You're going to love the question today. Everybody ready?
I just want to document my Super Bowl pick on tape. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me guess. You got a 50-50 shot, Chuck. You know Jimmy the Greek.
New England 33, Giants 24.
Uh-huh. Really? That's pretty big.
I would say New England 33, Giants 30. I think there's only 3 points.
Much. I don't think it's going to be that high.
No? All right, well, we'll see. Know. All right, thank you, Chucker, for that. I know that's your area of expertise, so I'll do the movie report today. Is that all right?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I actually want to find out. There's some interesting movies coming out this weekend, so we'll find out about them. Our question today for you to ponder and figure out, 800-510-8255. In which African country? I'm inspired by The Lion King, so that's why we have this question. You ready?
Okay.
In which African country did Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton remarry back in 1975? Was it Mozambique, Lesotho, Botswana, Namibia, or Jennifer, your favorite actor?
Sangala.
Ever. Sangala.
My favorite country. I love visiting there in the springtime.
I just went to Sangala, actually, last year.
Really? Yeah. Good for you, Rich.
Yeah. Tickets are cheap.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Inglewood.
No comment.
More to that than you, more truth to that than you know. 800-510-8255. Which African country hosted Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton's remarrying, their nuptials? That was your nuptials. Anyway, getting remarried, 1975. Mozambique, Lesotho, Botswana, Namibia, or Sangala? 800-510-8255 for the prize if you've never won before on Movie Moments. Meanwhile, Chucker has our preview of the movies come out this weekend in just a moment.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Day. From Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Chugger!
Yes, Doug.
What's out this weekend?
Three films open, Doug. First is that found footage genre. This goes into the superhero territory, titled Chronicle. Now, Buzz is really good on this film. It's about three high school kids, one who gains telekinetic powers, directed by a guy named Josh Trask, and reviews are really solid. It's expected to open number one,
really?
Around 18 or 19 million in business. The family film Big Miracle with Drew Barrymore opens, and The Woman in Black,
sweet.
A horror thriller with a Harry Potter star, Daniel Radcliffe.
That one is about saving the whales in the North Pole or something with Drew Barrymore, right?
I'm going to take my daughter tomorrow night.
That looks good. I'll see that one. I'll try it. I usually get in three or four a weekend. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this weekend, but that'll be maybe one of them. Okay, so our question, which African country did Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton remarry in 1975, did not inspire a lot of our listeners. I thought
really?
It would. Yeah,
what a shock.
I know. The answer is Botswana. That's the correct answer.
Botswana.
For those
Botswana.
Of you who were guessing, you see, you could have won a prize.
Botswana.
That answer. Meanwhile, Chuck Curry, our movie person, will rest and then be back here healthy and hearty on Monday on Good Day. We'll